Shoplifting in California is out of control due to zero consequences, District Attorney. Shoplifting in California is getting out of control because of recent criminal justice reform laws, a district attorney told Epoch TV's California Insider program. District Attorney of El Dorado County Vern Pearson said, while property crimes, including shoplifting, are illegal, state laws such as Proposition 47 and 57 allow many criminal activities to go undeterred. Passed by voters in 2014, PROP 47 downgraded certain thefts and drug offenses from felonies to misdemeanors. Its most well-known statute raised the minimum amount of stolen goods from $400 to $950 for a theft case to be classified as a felony, which critics considered to be the main cause of a rise in petty theft across the state. It also allows felons currently serving prison terms to petition for resentencing under the new classifications. Those who already served their terms can also have their past convictions reclassified as misdemeanors. The practical reality is that most retailers have learned if they call law enforcement for a theft of less than $950, either law enforcement will not respond, or if they respond at most, what they will do is issue a citation, Pearson said. He added that most theft suspects don't show up in court, for which there are little or no consequences. As such, he said, most retailers in California have a policy that prevents their employees from reporting low-level property crimes, which is why the data for such incidents may be inaccurate. Some stores stop reporting petty theft altogether because police can't do much, he said. Moreover, a store can be sued by an attempted robbery suspect who was physically confronted by its employees, according to Pearson. We're a very litigious society here in California, and the stores and their insurance carriers really are afraid of being sued for trying to stop a crime that has little or no consequence, he said. Proposition 57, passed in 2016, allows certain criminals classified as nonviolent to be released early. It also prohibits prosecutors from charging juveniles as adults without a judge's approval, and those who were tried as adults for crimes committed when they were juveniles to appeal their sentences. In addition, as an emergency measure to reduce jail population during the pandemic, the Judicial Council of California in April 2020 removed cash bail for some defendants. Though the statewide zero bail order expired in June, courts still have to consider each defendant's ability to pay while setting bail amounts, following a California Supreme Court ruling in March 2021. The Public Policy Institute of California, a nonpartisan research group, reported upticks in the number of property and violent crimes last year in four of the state's largest cities: Los Angeles, Oakland, San Diego, and San Francisco. An analysis by the group also found some evidence that PROP 47 affected property crime, as personal property thefts grew by 9% from 2014 to 2016, with thefts from motor vehicles accounting for about three-quarters of this growth. We have this increased lawlessness that comes from I can take other people's property because nothing will happen to me, Pearson said. He noted that data generated by car insurance companies will be able to show a more accurate picture of property crime statewide since they require individuals to file a police report when making a claim. What we've seen in the last 6 or 7 years is auto burglaries and auto thefts are up dramatically, he said. And that's a truer set of data for where crime actually is in California, he said.